K-Reno, Fox News.
You in the blue suit in the front.
What's the purpose of this gathering you're having here today?
I'm just here representing the hip-hop community, man, in the southern region. You know, actually all the hoods, all the poor folks on the planet. We've been murdered, raped, pillaged, beat, hung, economically oppressed, improperly educated, you know. And basically just to say that the United States is responsible for all this. So as an artist, you know, I feel it's my responsibility to teach people and tell them what y'all chose to hide from us and tell you how this country really came to power. So that's why we here. Let's go.
With tears, if the truth hurts, you about to be screaming for years. Where you been? Every day he's revealing his hand. It starts with killing the man, then stealing the land. So who the real thief? Who the real worldwide thug? Watch God rip a hole up in this country you love. Every storm that he can form was sent from above. Every page of your history was written in blood. They went in and slew natives till their remnants were through. Your homie George Washington, he killed Indians too. Let me shout out to the government, they use us, man. The police in the trashy ass Ku Klux Klan. Over time, they proved to have the greediest minds. These serial killers broke every treaty they signed. Columbus was a slave trader, that's an accurate claim. He took 600 Indian slaves and packed them to Spain. It was straight hell everywhere them savages came. And damn, what about the 100 million Africans, man? From the rain to this country's dirt, no one's exempt. See, America's a hoe and Israel is a pimp. See, this thing was organized and deprived me. So I'm going kamikaze on these artificial fake options. Ashkenazis, judges, politicians, police and media. The blood-sucking skunks and false preachers misleading you. I wanna see a knife in your throat for trying to cut mine. I pray for destruction of your whole family's bloodline. And that goes for your arrogant seed, who love to say if y'all don't like it in this country, then leave. Aight, cool, homie, break us off some land and paper to compensate for hundreds of years of unpaid labor. And that's the only thing that might save you. But we already know that you'll never do it, cause that ain't in your nature. The truth of who you all we've been blessed to find. Now we got a 401k of justice saved up. Collection time.
So you don't believe that the government is sincere in its efforts to spread democracy in the Middle East?
Hell no. Next question.
So what do you think about our homeland security policy?
The real question is who really needs the security? America ain't no threat to be attacked, man. They the ones doing the attacking. And history proves it. Let me show you. They bombed China and Korea during the Korean War. Then they bombed Guatemala back in 1954. Indonesia and Cuba fell victim to the trend. Then in 1960, they hit Guatemala again. The Congo, Vietnam in 1969. Cambodia and Guatemala for a third time. Grenada in 83, yeah, I remember seeing this. Then Gaddafi in Libya back in 1986. Minister Farrakhan saw that one in the vision he would have. Elijah told him Reagan was plotting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. El Salvador, Iran, Nicaragua came in time. Then they blew up the ghettos in Panama in 89. Iraq in 91, the same year they got Kuwait. Somalia, Bosnia, and Sudan in 98. Afghanistan, Yugoslavia, over to Yemen. And they never cared about innocent children and women. In 2001, again Afghanistan. Initiated after the fake 9/11 scam. Then they backdoored Iraq till they took out Saddam. They called everyone terrorists, but who's really dropping bombs? Yeah, history don't lie. Don't get mad at me. These are the facts. This is what you did. This is what the United States of America did. So why they try to play it off like everybody else is the enemy? They've been an enemy to the whole planet. Every country, every continent, every people that was native to the land. They came and caused destruction. These are not lies. These are truths. So take it up with your history teacher.